Three of the six proponents that expressed interest in being part of the revitalization of the Collingwood Terminal's property have passed the pre-qualification stage and will move on to the proposal stage. The town of Collingwood announced today the three successful proponents are Diamante Urban Corporation, Fram Building Group Limited, and Streetcar Developments Inc. paired with Dream Unlimited Corp. Though the town hasn't specified exactly what the terminals are to be used for, all the shortlisted proponents are condo developers. Fram Building Group Limited is a condo developer mostly focused on the GTA, that was part of the team behind the Collingwood Shipyard's residential developments on the local waterfront. Streetcar Developments Inc. is also a Toronto-based developer with a local waterfront condo project. They are the proponents behind the pending multi-story Harbour House development, which will be located on Huron Street and Heritage Drive, in the old dry dock area. Streetcar's pitch to the town is a joint effort with Dream Unlimited Corp., which has developed office and residential spaces in Toronto. Diamante Urban Corporation is based in North York, and has built multi-story condo buildings in Toronto and surrounding areas. According to the town, the three successful proponents from the pre-qualifying round have outlined their vision for the site, but the details of those visions are not being released publicly by the town. A town news release states the visions fall within the guiding principles for the project that were established by the town and incorporate community feedback gathered over the past several years. Some of these principles include structural preservation of the terminals in some form, optimized public access, and to energize and animate Heritage Drive, stated the release. The town of Collingwood has been working with KPMG Consulting to seek out interested developers for the local landmark, which culminated in a call out for interested parties. The process involves a guidance, evaluation group made up of seven senior staff members and independent advisors from KPMG, RFP Solutions as the Fairness Monitor, and Miller Thompson for legal advice. This team will be responsible for evaluating the proposals. Now that the pre-qualification step is complete, the town will send requests for proposals to the three successful proponents later this week. Following submissions, town staff will undertake a compliance review with the town's independent fairness monitor, then there will be a technical evaluation of the proposals. Proposals that pass will proceed to the interview stage. Council will award the project to the successful bidder, with selection likely taking place in August 2022, according to the town's news release issued May 5. The town has kept a page on the Engage Collingwood website dedicated to the Collingwood Terminal's revitalization process. You can visit it here.